Let's look to the Lord and ask Him to bless here today. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for the opportunity to preach Your word, to call upon Your name, and to look to You. We ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that You anoint Your word. Send forth that mighty anointing, touch, and God, we will give You the praise, the glory, and the honor for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. In Isaiah chapter 53, I love this section of scripture. It said, "Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground, and has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed." Notice that quotation of that last part of the fifth verse. "And with his stripes, we are healed." Throughout the Word of God, God has offered healing to his children. The Bible tells us that it's just like the bread that's rightfully ours. Amen. And God has granted us that we can be healed. We look in the New Testament in 2 Peter and in verse 24, "Who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness." And it says, "By whose stripes ye were healed," being a past tense that it's already been paid for. Somebody said, let's pray that God do something that a man can be healed. God's already done it in Jesus' name. There's miracles of healing. There's gifts of healing. So we'll look into it, established by the word of God here today. As by his word, by the power of his word, these things are made manifest. And we, you know, we can be ministered to by the Lord, because he said in the 3 John in the second verse of that chapter, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as thou so prosperest." There again, that is the children's bread. And we have the right to be healed. The right was bought on Calvary, was paid for by the stripes that was bore upon his back, and that which was given, amen, that we can have victory and we can have healing. The Bible says in Paul's writing of the 2 Corinthians, it says in verse 24, "Of the Jews 5 times received I stripes." Let's talk about where Paul received those stripes, but it reminds us to understand that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, amen, he was also given those stripes that for healing. The Bible says 40 save one. That was 39 stripes, because according to the custom of that day, they wouldn't give the 40, they held back one. And that was 39 stripes, as Paul there explained to the Corinthians. And by the same understanding, the stripes 39 times was he striped upon his back, that you and I might be healed, we might be whole, and that we might have the victory over any affliction or any. And the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Bible says that the Lord deliver us out of them all. This is the promise of the word. Amen. And the anointing of God keeps us. Amen. And that anointing is what makes the difference in our lives. Amen. That, you know, when you stay around the anointing of God, and you stay where the anointing of God is at, amen, you'll find out you don't have as much sickness. You don't have as much of these things, amen. Now, we find in the 11th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, we find here where that Lazarus, amen, was laid unto death, amen. And the Bible says in verse 4, we want to look at this thought for just a minute. When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified." We noticed the young man that was also that was blind. And the Bible said this was, you know, was that God might be glorified. Here in Lazarus, Jesus explained that this sickness is not his sickness unto death, and that he will glorify God in his sickness. Amen. And I've seen many, many person that their sicknesses did glorify God, and God did get the glory for it. Amen. We are instructed by the Word of God. You know, there's a sickness unto death. There's a sickness not unto death. There's a sin. The Bible refers to a sin that is unto death. Amen. And it goes on to say that that according to the Word of God, in John's writing, he said, "I do not say that he shall pray for it." There is times when we just know that it's time. Amen. When we just know that the sickness that's come is a sickness that will be unto death. And as Christians, we need to be close enough to God to where we can rightly divide that. Amen. If not, we're going to get in all kind of fixes, and we're going to get like most people begin to pray. They begin to pray, "If it be God's will, would you heal me?" Amen. Well, we need to direct our prayers unto God, and we need to find out his will. And if it's his will to heal us, we need not be putting a crutch on that prayer by saying, "If it be God's will," amen. We need to pray God's will, amen, and find out what God's in. I believe God can put it in a person's heart, in their spirit, to know, amen. I know I've had all kind of things to happen to me down through my life, and the first thing I do is I ask God, "God, is this the time you want me to come on?" Because the Bible said to live is Christ, and to die is gain, amen. To be absent in body is to be present with the Lord, amen. So a saint of God, a righteous saint of God, should not be afraid of death. Amen. Somebody says, "You know, I have this, the fear of death all the time." Well, perfect love casts out all fear. Amen. We're not to fear death. A Christian, amen, is supposed to accept the understanding that there is a time that God is going to call for us. There's a time that God is going to call us home. Amen. But we don't have to let every affliction comes our way, amen, put us in a fear of death, amen. We need to settle it with God, amen. And I've had times that I had to wrestle maybe for days before I settled it with God, amen. And every time I found out that it was the lying, conniving, scandalous devil that was trying to put oppression against me or trying to put fear in me. And as I said, perfect love cast out all fear. Amen. If you are a saint of God, amen, none of us really want to leave here. We want to stay with family. We want to stay here and complete what we feel we have to do. But I've learned in my life we need to yield to God's will, and we need to say, "God, my will, but thine be done." Amen. And then tell the sickness in the name of Jesus that we denounce it. Amen. We denounce every spirit of sickness. We denounce cancer. We denounce heart problems. We denounce diabetic problems. We denounce fibromyalgia. That's the big one that the doctors seem to put on everybody. Amen. And, you know, they go and have a few aches and pains, and that's the first thing they do, and put them on some kind of medicine. Amen. Well, I denounce that in Jesus' name. You don't have to have fibromyalgia. You don't have to have arthritis. You don't have to have these afflictions and these sicknesses, because by his stripes you were healed, and he has paid the price, 39 stripes, 40 save one, that you, by the stripes that was born on his back, you can claim your healing. Amen. in Jesus' name. Now, a lot of times, amen, I hear a preacher preaching sometime back, and he said, well, this thing has all went away, and there's no such a thing as healing. Well, the guy don't know what he's talking about, amen. He literally does not understand what he's talking about. He does not understand what he is saying and what he is presenting, amen, because according to the word of God, amen, the gifts, God gave us gifts. The Bible said in Paul's writings, he declared and began to explain about the gifts that was given to the church, amen, and these gifts was given to the church that the church might, in all way that it might be edified and it might be built up, amen, and God declared by his word, amen. And he said that in Paul's writing in the 12th chapter, amen. And he says that these gifts in verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Now this is the profit to the body of Christ. For to one is given by the Spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, and to another the working of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another discerning of spirits, and to another the diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Amen. Now God has set these gifts in the church. Amen. And these gifts, amen, are amongst the body of Christ. Amen. And why would God give the gift of healing to somebody if he'd done away with it? Amen. Some of the things that preachers say, if they would just go to the Word of God and take the Word of God and believe the Word of God, read it, accept it, amen, and let it be as it says, amen. Now, God set these 9 gifts in the church that the church, amen, could be complete, amen, that a church could be edified and it could profit withal, amen. So when men and women become sick, they go to the church, amen, and go and, amen, anoint with all. The Bible said, if any among you are sick, amen, he goes on to say, amen, that we're to call for the elders of the church. We're to anoint their heads with oil, and according to the word of God, amen, we're to take that oil, amen, just as I hold here a bottle of anointing oil. Most of us use olive oil, amen, most pure oil there is in the world, and we anoint their head, amen, with oil, amen. Bible says, if any of you are sick, let him call for the elders of the church, amen. And this is the working of the church, and God anoints the elders of the church. He anoints the evangelists, the pastors, the ministers, preachers, whatever you might say, deacons, amen. He anoints them with these gifts wherein the body of Christ can function, amen. We depend on doctors. We ought to depend on the Lord. Amen. We ought to depend on the elders of the church. Amen. We ought to depend on the ministry and that which God has sent in the church. And he moves according to his will. And he allows these gifts to operate according to his will. Amen. This is the word of God. This is the promise of God. Amen. So today, if you're sick, wherever you're hearing this message today, if you are sick, amen, reach a hand out this direction, amen, and say, in the name of Jesus, I claim healing for that cancer. I claim healing for that heart problem. I claim healing for that diabetical problem. I claim healing for that fibromyalgia, for that arthritis, for whatever sickness it is. I claim healing in the name of Jesus. And then get up and go to walk in that healing, amen. Get up and we're walking in the faith wherein God has dealt to every man a measure of faith, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So today, when you hear that God has set in his church the ability for you to be healed, that should build your faith, and that should cause you to want to reach out to him today and to reach out and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm being made whole. Those stripes that was bore upon your back, I'm accepting it today for my healing. I'm walking in my healing. Amen. I know there's some people, I've had doctors that just didn't understand me at all. Amen. I had a melanoma cancer, took off and cut off my ear, cut off about a third of my ear. Good thing most of it growed back, but they said it was, melanoma type cancer. And they said, I better get to down to Winston-Salem and get in the hospital, and they wanted to take my whole ear off back level with my head. Thought that would be a better understanding. And, I listened to them and I talked to them, I just got up and went home. Amen. And it was 7 years before I let them draw any blood out of my body to find out if they had any cancer in it. Amen. And the doctors told me, we need to take blood. Amen. I said, why would I want to know? They said, we need to find out if you got any cancer. I said, why do I want to know? Amen. Sometimes in knowing stuff, amen, the devil, boy, I mean, he just really, amen. I tell doctors all the time, I don't want to know. I have to have a physical every year where I, have rights to drive, commercial vehicles on the highway. And my doctor, for the last two, three, four times, he said, you got to let me draw blood and check this and check that. I said, doctor, you don't understand. Don't want to know. He just blows him. I mean, it blows him plumb out of the water. Amen. Here's a man standing before him and says he don't want to know. Amen. He said, well, you need to know your cholesterol count. I said, what for? Well, you need to know this. I said, what for? Well, I need to know it. Amen. And he says, well, I can't keep, I know. I said, I don't want you to falsify anything. If you've got to have a little blood so you can satisfy what you've got to do as a doctor and what the law says you have to do, you have to make sure ain't got no cocaine in it, no LSD in it and all that stuff. I said, I'll give you a little bit of blood. But as far as wanting to know, I don't want to know. I don't even need to know. Amen. Somebody said, well, why don't you need to know? Because I know what the word says. Amen. Why am I going to believe something when the word has already told me what I can receive in the name of Jesus? I can receive power and authority. And in the name of Jesus, I say, disease, get out of here. Amen. I say, afflictions, get out of here. I say, cancer, get out of here. Diabetic problems, get out of here. Arthritis, get out of here. You need to get up and walk around your living room. Amen. You might have to stop your car and get out and walk down the side of the highway and say, heart trouble, get out of here in Jesus' name. Good friend of mine, R.W. Shambach, years ago said he was going to a gospel crusade, and the devil got up in the car with him and said, put a pain in his chest and told him, said, you better go back home because you're about to have a heart attack. If you go on to this meeting, you're going to have a heart attack. He said he sat there and he thought about that thing. His car began to slow down a little bit as he thought about it, and his chest began to hurt worse and worse and worse. And he said he got a thought. Amen. He seen way up the highway, there was a rock laying there on the side of the road. He threw a brake on his car, pulled off the side of the road. Brother Shambach, a big old tall, lankly fellow, amen. And I could see him getting his long legs out of that car. And he said to himself, if I can run up there to where that rock is at, amen, and run back to my car, I'll know that I'm not having a heart attack. Amen. He said he run up there to that rock and he's feeling pretty good. So he run back, got in his car, went on to that crusade and hadn't seen that devil since. Amen. The Bible says you got to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. If you entertain the devil's junk, if you sit around and believe his lies and you sit around and listen to everything the devil's got to say, amen, get up and do something for God. Get up and get your hands busy, amen, and you'll wear out for God instead of rusting out for the devil. But if you sit around and listen to the devil, he'll fill your head, your spirit, he'll fill you full of so much junk. what? You don't know what to believe. But I'm here to report to you that my God is a delivering God. My God is a healer. My God is a victorious God. My God will give you the strength to climb the mountain, to overcome all the obstacles. Amen. Because he said, I wish above all things that you be in health and prosper, such as your soul prospers. Amen. You get your soul right with God, you'll find out God will be a delivering God for you. Amen. You'll find out, amen, that when God said many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of A-double-L, you'll find out he meant A-double-L. You'll find out he'll give you the victory to run this race that's set before you. He'll give you the victory to accomplish everything you need to accomplish in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, he's a healer. By his stripes, you are healed. You were healed according to, amen, Peter, and according to Isaiah, amen, was a present thing. But today it's a past tense. The blood has been shed. You've been washed and cleansed and delivered and set free by the power of God. Amen. Walk in your healing. Amen. Don't sit around and claim it, but walk in it. Amen. Glory to God. You must say, but Brother Gold, what if God's told me it's my time? Well, go on home. Don't worry about it. Amen. That's as plain as I can say it. You say, Brother Gold, that's kind of abrupt. Well, that's truth. Amen. If God's told you it's your time, accept it. Amen. I know a minister friend of mine not too long back, diagnosed with leukemia, worst part. He said he knew that God was able to keep that which he's committed to him against that day. And it wasn't but a few days that man went home. Amen. It was his time. You know, and I've seen people I couldn't pray for God to heal. Because God spoke to me and told me he's going to take them home. But I said, God, you bless them. You bless them. Give them the power to overcome every obstacle. And you be there with them and you take care of them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. But it's a good possibility that your affliction could be one just to, so that God can get the glory. So rise up in the victory of the hour and go forth in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that as this message goes around the world today, God, men and women hear it in every country in the world, those who hear it and receive it here in the Virginia Mountains and the Blue Ridge Mountains down into North Carolina, and all those who receive it from our tower stations today. God, I ask in Jesus' name that they be healed. Cancer victim, be healed. People with arthritis, fibromyalgia, be healed. People with cancers, be healed. God, in the name of Jesus, let faith take hold to the promises and the word of God. And let them be healed and made whole this same hour in Jesus' name. Save, set free, deliver is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you till we come to you again. Amen and amen.